Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am John Batchelor with my colleague Jeremy Zakas. He's in New South Wales. This is the Reptile Report. Heads up, this is not one but two reptiles. Extremely dangerous. The Eastern Brown Snake or Great Eastern Brown Snake looks like a stick but acts like an attack dog. The Red-Bellied Black Snake is much larger and more passive but almost as venomous. If you're bitten, get to a hospital, get a snake bite kit. Do not wander around in the brush without proper boots. I've learned all of this from Jeremy, but this time he's got a new one for me. Two snakes in one. What are we looking at here, Jeremy?
Honestly, John, at first I had to double take. I didn't know exactly what we were looking at. Now, just to describe it, basically there's a red-bellied black snake. That's very, very obvious from the outset in this picture here. It's a red-bellied black snake being caught by a snake catcher, and it's amongst the black bag, which is where they'll put the snake in before they release it. But what is strange about this picture is that red-bellied black snake has a second head. It has a second head coming out of its mouth. And what it turns out happened was this red-bellied black snake, only moments before the snake catcher actually caught it, had eaten a great eastern brown snake. And while it's in the process of being caught, the great eastern brown snake has actually popped out of the mouth again. So this is truly a bizarre picture. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, on many, many levels, it tells us something new about the red-bellied black snake in that they can consume an entire Great Eastern. But also, too, the fact that one of the old, I guess you could say, stories and adages we used to have here in Australia, which was that Great Eastern or brown snakes in general and red-bellied blacks never lived in the same area, that's completely busted by this one photo alone. I mean, obviously, they do live in the same area because one just ate the other. So, John, as far as reptile reports go, this is by far the most bizarre picture I think I've ever seen.
A couple of weeks past, my memory is we had a brown snake tangle with a red-bellied black snake, right? They fight each other. There was a fisticuffs, and I don't remember who won. Was it the little guy or the big guy?
Actually, in that one, John, it was the little guy, because the interesting thing is the Great Easterns, the brown snake family in general, is much faster. The red-bellied blacks are a larger, slower-moving snake, and they tend not to be able to get out of the way. So in that particular fight, we had the brown snake win because it managed to coil around the red belly and pretty much strangled it to death and then ate it. In this case, complete reverse. So I don't know. Maybe this Great Eastern was caught napping or it was caught unawares, but somehow in this case, the red belly actually came out on top.
Jeremy sends me pictures. Can you spot the snake? Now, I failed last week badly. This week, I didn't even try. I gave up. I threw my hands up, reminding me not to go wandering in Australia without Zakas in front, always having the right boots on. Now, where's the snake, Jeremy? I can't see anything. Is this a trick?
Well, John, this again goes to the point about snakes being such good hiders. And just to sort of describe the situation here, I mean, you've got some red brick steps here. This is actually the steps next to a winery, a very world-famous winery in McLaren Vale in South Australia. So this is an area where you have a lot of tourists, a lot of people walking every day. And on these red steps here, if you look immediately in the very center of the picture there, just next to what is basically some leaves, some dried leaves there, you will actually see there's a slight head of a snake popping up from behind the stairs. And where it's actually coming up from is a crack no bigger than maybe half an inch wide, which shows you that these snakes, and this is actually a brown snake as it turned out, they can get into the smallest cracks. And I mean, again, we tell people don't walk around without shoes on in the Australian bushland, but really, you have to also wear shoes when you're in the Australian urban environment, because this snake is in an area which is basically a suburb of Adelaide, so it's not even in bushland. But It just came up under the stairs, just popped his head out, just as easy as that.
Jeremy, do snakes attack dogs? I mean, are dogs at risk here? Because they would sniff on, if they'd sniff something and they'd go looking.
Unfortunately, yes. And we do have a lot of dogs that die each year because of snake bites. And because the dogs, they are curious, they don't know what snakes are. And the snakes don't know the dogs are trying to, I know, just look at their own territory. They're not really a threat. And even back in my hometown of Adelaide, my parents' dogs have actually killed snakes because they are just curious. And then the snake gets aggressive and then the dogs will kill the snakes themselves. So they got away lucky. But the unfortunate thing is that dogs do die in Australia. But on the good news, like us humans, our hospitals have snake anti-venom. Our vets also carry anti-venom as well. Pretty much most of the vets around the major centres in Australia will have anti-venom. Certainly those ones in the bush, they carry the venom that, or the anti-venom that can be used to actually save our animals. So if you do get your pet, if basically get home and your pet's not responding or it's basically looks like it's paralysed, that's often the sign that it may have been bitten by a snake. So if you can get to a vet quick enough, a lot of pets do get saved. So the unfortunate thing is, John, dogs do get attacked, but yeah, the good news is we do get a lot saved.
I know this morning I was walking with my Springer Spaniel, who we travel around, you know, he chases the white-tailed deer, they go across the stream and he feels accomplished. Then he comes back toward the house and there's a particular small staircase way in the back where I'm pretty sure rabbits live. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing. And it's midwinter, although it's very mild here. So he goes looking for, you know, his rabbit friends. He shakes his tail. He wants them to come out and play. Those could be snakes. And I'd have no way of hauling him off of the search. In addition, you understand, a Springer Spaniel, you can't see snake bites. It's all that hair. So there'd be a lot of guessing as to whether he's acting oddly afterwards, correct? You'd have to assume something. If he was near a bad place, how do you figure it out?
That's exactly right, John. In fact, we have the same pain here. We have two spoodles, which have large amounts of hair, but again, very similar to your pup as well. They like to investigate. They love chasing things. So the reality is you have to just watch their behavior. We'll know, for example, if our spoodles are acting bizarre or unusual because all of a sudden they will likely have no energy. And that's normally the first tip. Suddenly the dogs are lethargic. They'll just tend not to be playful. But then often what happens, they do get a bit of frothing and a bit of sort of a bit of liquid around the mouth and the tongue starts to come out. So they act quite different to what their normal temperament is. And then the last stage is generally a kind of paralysis where they just won't be responsive. But even at that point, a lot of dogs still have at least, you know, that half hour. So very similar to humans as well. If you can get them to the vet and just keep them calm.
Is it the same treatment for humans that for dogs, the same snake bite kit?
Yes, in fact, 100%. The vets do sell snake bite kits for dogs and cats, and it is exactly the same. It has basically a compression bandage in there where you will just wrap the limb up if that's what's been bitten. Or the same advice stands. You just have to keep the dog very still. You just don't want that venom pumping around the bloodstream whatsoever. But yeah, exactly right, John. It's almost exactly the same as a human snake bite kit.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. We're headed to another cricket lesson, and all of a sudden, Australia is dominating. Why? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. I, that That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.